Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Mike Shope.
I go into nice family restaurants and I see people throwing this name around and pretending as though everything is just fine. I'm talking about boneless chicken wings. I propose that we as a city remove the... Excuse me, I'm trying to...
Yeah.
And the bulldog.
Boneless chicken wings are just chicken tenders, which are already boneless. I don't go to order boneless tacos. I don't go and order boneless club sandwiches. I don't ask for boneless auto repair. It's just what's expected.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I propose that we rename boneless wings in the city of Lincoln. We can call them buffalo-style chicken tenders. We can call them wet tenders. We can call them saucy nugs or trash.
On WGR.
We can take these steps and show the country that we understand that we've been living a lie for far too long. And we know it because we feel it in our bones.
Sports Radio 550.
I did name a team Boneless Auto Repair. Off of that.
Nice.
I love that. I love the moment where he stops and like somebody starts to laugh and he stops and like that's how you know he's Boneless Auto Repair there. That part, you know, that's right then. That's how you know he's joking. And I said that to Joe and Joe's like, wait a minute. You don't know that the whole time? Like, well, there's a chance he isn't joking, but Boneless Auto Repair, come on.
It's over right then.
It's over right then. Yes. Now you know it's a joke. Did you hear that one before?
Oh, yeah. I was right on top of that when it happened, even though I was on vacation when it did. I wouldn't miss something like that. Are you kidding? That's the kind of content. I've got teenagers. Yes. There's no missing that in my house. No way.
And recently I ordered wings and was asked if I wanted regular or boneless. And I remembered this clip.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wouldn't actually say this. Believe it or not, like maybe I come off this way on the air, but what I thought quickly in my head was, well, the boneless aren't wings. Right? That's the guy's point.
Right. If I wanted chicken nuggets, I would order chicken nuggets.
Yeah, there are no boneless wings. But it's the same sort of fleeting thought I have when I order a martini, and the bartender might say gin or vodka, and I have that fleeting thought. I don't say it. I'm saying it to you.
Right.
Which I'm showing how I show restraint in these moments, because I'll sometimes be thinking, if I wanted a vodka martini, I would have said a vodka martini, but a martini is a gin drink.
Right.
You know, but like anybody like this, like me, now I'm even just telling you that I think it. You know, that guy's a jerk, right? I'm a jerk for thinking it, especially if I say it.
Right. I mean, the server is just, like, you're relatively, in this department, old school. And people who are attending bar in 2020 probably make more vodka martinis than they do gin martinis.
Yeah, I would think so.
So... it's just, you know, it's just the way that's changed. So they're just being considerate and you're, you know, sort of mocking them.
No, I'm not necessarily, I'm not mocking them, or someone who was going to do that would not necessarily be mocking them. They would just be explaining it or clarifying it, whatever. Like that's a very delicate area because people don't like to be corrected, you know, and that can kind of seem like a correction. And it sort of is, but it's really just like you're placing an order and, you know, I like trivia. I might want to tell somebody, whether it's the bartender or at my table, like, did you know this was, you know, mm-hmm. Did you know that boneless wings aren't actually wings? And they'll be like, ooh, tell me more. Go on. What is this information?
So you're telling me that when I order boneless wings, that someone in the shop or even at the manufacturing level, the packaging level, didn't strip the chicken that I'm about to eat from the bones? And that's what I mean. You're telling me that that's not happening. Wow. My mind's blown.
Wow.
Imagine.
You learn something new every day at this job. That's what they're thinking.
Yeah.
Speaking of food, by the way, just a dumb thing, but I just bought a... You ever buy the bag of cheese sticks?
You mean like
the mozzarella sticks?
Yeah, peel and eat. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you ever buy the bag of those?
Yeah.
It's a great little kids' snack for their school lunch. So we, you know, school is starting, bought the big bag of mozzarella cheese sticks. And so when you go to take, you ever eat them? You ever go to the fridge and get one?
Yeah, so, I've partaken.
All right, so when you do that, do you A, take the whole big cluster of cheese sticks that are attached, that there's the perforation, but they're all sort of attached. Do you take the whole thing out and then detach one, or do you try to detach it by reaching into the big bag at once?
Oh, I definitely try to make it one move, one action.
It's hard
I want to, I want to get in there. I want to get the cheese stick and, you know, and then get the fridge closed back up.
You can end up sort of mangling the whole thing that way, though. It's hard not to. Mm. It's hard to actually detach that, you know, neatly, right? Because it's in the big bag. Like, this is, we're talking about a bag that you recently bought. There's still a lot in there.
Yeah. And they're all connected. Well, what you need to do is go into the scissors with a little pocket knife, or go into the, fridge with a little pocket knife, and then you can use, I've never done this.
No one's going in there with a knife.
No.
Joe.
No.
Come on, help me out here. No one's going into the cheese sticks
with
a knife.
Maybe a scissors? Scissors? No.
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 I mean, what's the worst that can happen? The worst that can happen is you kind of barely open it by reaching in and sort of just trying to, anyway.
And you were going to open it anyway, right? Well,
that's
provided
right.
You aren't putting that in something to be eaten later. But if you were thinking for yourself, I want a snack. Oh, the cheese sticks, you're grabbing one. You were about to open it anyway, so it being open is not a problem.
Right. Exactly.
It's really expediting the whole thing just a little more cleanly.
But, you know, you'd rather not have to do that. Anyway, so that's an important topic. Yes?
Go ahead. I was going to ask about the poll.
I want to get to the poll, but I want to bring up one thing from last night's hockey game.
Okay.
We've got a lot of football left in the show, and we'll get to this poll probably too. But last night's hockey game, so it was another puck over the glass penalty that ended up costing the much better team, doesn't matter, Vegas, a power play. Dallas scores, Dallas wins, Dallas is in the final. And so another opportunity to debate whether that should be a penalty. I totally think it should. Do you? I don't remember.
Yeah, I do.
You do? Okay.
I think if you didn't have it as a – I mean, I recognize that people aren't doing it on purpose usually. So it sucks that, oh, I made a mistake. But I think if you didn't have the penalty, people would do it. Guys would do it all the time on purpose.
The point is, the guys – I mean, I think it should. I don't mind that it is what I really mean to say. I don't mind that it's a penalty. I'm fine with it. The guy's under pressure with the puck and mistakenly shoots it over the glass. Fine. Okay. So you're shorthanded now. Good luck. You will kill off the penalty 5 out of 6 times. I mean, it's not like it's not a penalty kick. It's not like a free goal or anything. It's still not that often that you will actually score on your power play.
I do think that there is, especially when you're talking about the playoffs, like there is absolutely room to criticize, but this is not to say that this should not be a penalty, but stuff that does not get called, that's egregious, that, I mean, just absolutely should be called, whether it's a playoff game or game, I don't care what it is, that doesn't get called, that's like violent, could cause injury, whatever, but or also gives you an advantage on a play, and you just don't call it because like, oh, I don't want to decide the game, so we'll just let it go. I think there's room to criticize the officiating overall, and this penalty, this being a penalty, sort of points that out. To me, like that, one of the goals, maybe it was the Ben goal that made it 2-1 last night, because that game was 2-0.
Yep.
Pretty late.
Yep.
And they, you know, Dallas stormed back and tied it. I think the first goal of that comeback, the guy who ended up getting the winner, Gurianov, I think like cross checks a Vegas defenseman in the head, right at the mouth of the goal. And it didn't impact the play. Like, he didn't drive the guy into Leonard and prevent him from making the save on Ben. But he absolutely cross-checked a defender in the head or in the neck, whatever, up high. And, I mean, the guy fell like a ton. Just fell right there. And 2 seconds later, the puck's in the net. And, like, okay, that's not a penalty? Like, I think there's room to have that problem with hockey still, because you're going to call the puck over the glass, but you got a guy, you know, spearing someone in front of the net on a goal. Like, oh, well, it's hockey.
You're way more likely to get called for a penalty when your team is up 2-0 than down 2-0, and the rules should be the same.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Right, yeah, that's a play right there. I saw it on Twitter. Owen and I were watching football, but, you know, we were keeping track of the hockey game on Twitter, and I said, "Did you see this play on one of these Dallas goals here? There's no way that happens unless that's 2-0. You know, like they're down 2-0. Like, oh, okay, not going to call a penalty on them."
Right. Remember the Lucic boarding in the yes. Boston comeback against Toronto in Game 7?
Yes.
Like, there's a penalty if Boston's ahead, maybe. At least it has a chance. But if they're losing, they're not going to call that. They didn't. Yep. Yeah. So that's hockey. All right, here's that poll. So the issue was, I'm in a fantasy league where two guys started arguing in the chat when one of them made a trade offer to the other, and the other thought it was terrible. Just like, come on. You're insulting my intelligence. I want everybody to know. So the second guy put the trade offer in the chat with a screen grab from a site that grades these trades, and, you know, like, here's proof.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question is, on Twitter, in the poll, the question was, is that fair to do, or is it a jerk move? And right now, 68% of 1,231 votes say that is fine, or all's fair, not jerk move.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. One consideration is, do you want to have a chance to make another trade with that person later? Because if you embarrass them, there goes that.
Yeah, right. They're not going to come to you for anything, that's for sure.
You're going to embarrass again. Them? They might think you'll embarrass them again.
Right. You might think to go to them, but you might feel like because you did that, now you shouldn't or can't. And so you've eliminated a trading partner.
Right. What's the bottom line? To get what you want. And doing this would probably, you know, decrease your chances. It might even with other people. Like, you know,
sure.
You'd be less likely to make a trade offer to somebody that you knew would do that.
Yes, 100%.
Right?
Again, unless, like, we talked about this earlier, and, like, if you are the level of friends within the whole group, or mm-hmm. even at least the two involved parties here, and everyone knows, like, oh, those guys are friends, they're just goofing around, then that's different. But I think if you're just acquaintances, like you said, you don't even know any of these people, you're just in this league.
Right.
And if that's the state of the league, then, I mean, even I might even want to say that everyone needs to know one another well enough to understand it, because you're on the outside here looking in, and you may not want to make a trade offer to the guy that embarrassed the other guy, because you don't want to have that happen to you. If you don't know that they're friends and they're just goofing around and they're the kind of friends that flip each other off when they haven't seen each other for a while. so I think it's, I don't know. I would never do it. I've I've never had a fantasy trade offer, so I don't know.
You've never had one offer.
I've never had one offer.
That's going to change tonight.
Okay.
I'm playing you this week. That is going to change tonight.
Where do I find that? Is it?
I don't know. Let's see. That's the one ESPN league I'm in.
I don't even know how any of it works.
Yeah, I'll make you an offer.
Okay, we'll see if I see it.
I lost bad in week one. You won. And I'm coming off a bad year. I better get it together in that league because it is not going my way lately. Speaking of fantasy, a few names. Let me throw out a few names. You guys tell me what you think, whether they're just fantasy points or non-fantasy points, whatever. Tell me what comes to mind here. These are a few guys where one of whom we've talked about already. Right now in fantasy, you might wonder what you should do. And I just named one of them, James Conner. So the season starts. Connor rose on draft boards. He became more and more an earlier pick as the, quote, season went on, as we came closer to the regular season. And I think that's mostly because he didn't get hurt again. And so you're, like, ready for the season, and he's healthy. All right, I can do this. Then in the first game last night, ankle sprain. What do you want? What do you do if you have James Conner?
I think, well, I mean, like long range, or I mean just like this week? Obviously, he's got to be able to play.
Right.
If he can play, he stays in my lineup, I think. I mean, I'm not the most experienced player here, but I probably have drafted him highly enough that whoever I could put in for him might not be a great idea. So I think I'm not combing the waiver wire looking for someone to put in for James Conner yet. I think I'm going to hope that's going to come around, but it bears watching. I'd say his status bears watching.
Guys like this, Joe, are tough to trade. Like, you can't really trade them if they're hurt.
Those are the type of guys I want to target, though.
Yes, like other way around, yeah.
A long-term play, because they should be giving him most of the work as long as he's healthy. The problem is this is already an injury, and last year he was banged up all season. So what am I doing? If I have him, I'm trying to – if I have Benny Snell available – I'm using probably a significant amount of my fab, or I'm hoping I'm high enough in the waiver order to be able to get him, because yep. He was
and
the guy
an ankle
that went
sprain.
In.
It's an ankle sprain too, which is the kind of thing that you just feel like, you know,
yeah.
You could be talking about this in December.
Right. So I wouldn't sell him though, that being said, because if a couple of weeks go by and he's back to normal, he still presents that upside that he had when you draft him where you did.
What about Zach Ertz? So there's been contract-related drama with Ertz and the Eagles, reports of an argument. He scored a touchdown Sunday, I think on three catches, though. Not a huge day at all.
No, he didn't do much at all. I have him. And this is pertinent for me.
Okay.
I just never want to think about Zach Ertz in fantasy. I just never want to even, like, whatever. He exists. That's it for me.
Dallas Goedert is a player I ended up with a lot of. I wrote an article, I don't know, a month ago maybe, like, this is a guy on a lot of my teams. He had a huge game. And, I mean, he's everything you want. He doesn't cost a lot in those drafts, and he's young, and he's really good. The only argument against him was Ertz exists. Mm-hmm. But in game one, Goddard was a monster in that game, and Ertz didn't do a lot. He is somebody I would trade for, absolutely. I mean, the reason you wouldn't is if you think he's just going to, like, quit the Eagles. He's not going to, you know, that something's going to go all sideways between him and the team. And I wouldn't expect that. That's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
If he gets traded, that's not even necessarily bad for you. Maybe it's good.
No, right. Yeah, right. I might be fine if he gets traded. I might be happier because the team that trades for him, I'm going to guess, doesn't have Dallas Goedert. Otherwise, they wouldn't be trading for Zach Ertz.
There you go.
So, you know, I might not mind if the contract thing gets sideways with him and them. But yeah, I'm not inclined to, like, I've got Gronk on my bench. I'm not inclined to do anything with Ertz yet.
Gronkowski, very quiet day for Tampa.
Yeah. He played a lot. I think he was on the field a lot, and he blocked a lot.
Yep. One more, Allen Robinson. Now, that's not necessarily anything. You just have Robinson reportedly has asked for a trade. He took references to the Bears off all his social media. Which is, you know, like, that's a statement. That's a statement. But yeah. In terms of fantasy, is there anything you want to do here? He did not do a lot in week one, but that's really as is sort of in keeping with his entire career, not any fault of his own.
I think I want to hope for him to be traded, but I'm not doing anything with him.
If you can trade for Robinson, of course you would.
Oh yeah,
like you
if
know,
someone
yes.
wants to sell on that and sell at a price that's lower than where he was just drafted, wherever how long ago that was, a couple weeks ago, then yeah, because for there's no holdout, at least not yet.
Right.
So
no report of any no speculation toward that or anything like that. Just you know, he's in the last year of his deal, I think.
He's got to get him a quarterback.
He's never had one.
The list of quarterbacks he's played with going back to college is Matt McGloin, Christian Hackenberg, Blake Bortles, Chad Henne, and Mitch Trubisky. That's it.
Good list.
It's amazing you can make the NFL with those guys throwing you the ball.
Yeah, and he's great. There was a catch he made against the Lions where he is just full extension, two-hand catch, just diving, you know, 25, 30 yards downfield, whatever that was. Just, you know, superb. And you know what you want if you're that guy is, can you just throw one like right here? It's like me pitching batting practice and the kids are like, oh, just get it over.
Right, come on, Dad. Low and in. I like it low and in.
Well, you just get it over. All right, back to the Bills. Some specifics from Sunday's win and a look at their big picture here with Eric Eager of Pro Football Focus. Really smart stuff. That's next here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.